ground floor, the apartments of Bianca Cappello. The villa of Poggio a Caiano has hosted many noble women who were betrothed to the young lords of Florence. The wife of Francesco I, Joanna of Austria, and the wife of Ferdinando I, Christina of Lorraine, stayed here to receive the favors of the Florentine nobility. The villa also saw the celebrations of the marriages of Alessandro de' Medici to Margaret of Austria and of Cosimo I to Eleonora of Toledo. The most famous and controversial wedding, however, was the one between Francesco I and the Venetian Bianca Cappello. After having been lovers, they married in 1579 after the death of their respective spouses and in turn died in this very villa, just a few hours apart, between October 19th and 20th, 1587, in circumstances that are still unclear to this day, from malaria or, as some say, poisoned by Francesco I's brother, the future Grand Duke Ferdinando I. What is certain is that Ferdinand, after the death of Francesco and Bianca, took pains to ensure that the name of the Venetian gentlewoman was forgotten, to the point of having her family's coat of arms erased from the tapestries hanging on the walls of the villa. Her burial place is also unknown. Bianca Cappello was perhaps the only noblewoman in the villa who chose to reside on the ground floor rather than on the piano nobile. In the room we are in, the first of what were her apartments, we can admire four interesting paintings: Moses and the Burning Bush, the Crossing of the Red Sea, and the Resurrection of Lazarus, attributed to the renowned 16th century Venetian painter Paolo Veronese or his workshop. These works are not originally from the rooms of the villa. Unlike the fourth work on display in the room, the Deposition of Christ between Saints Cosmas and Damian, executed by Giorgio Vasari as an altarpiece for the villa's chapel. The chapel is located in the small tower to the right of the main entrance to the park and cannot currently be visited. In the antechamber, the room immediately next door, we can see a very curious architectural feature. It is a suspended hanging staircase, which allowed internal and more discreet access to the upstairs apartment where Francesco resided. Another outstanding 16th century element opposite the staircase is the beautiful marble fireplace featuring two impressive telemons.